Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Eve of War Radio. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Certainly did. And to be completely honest, I came into tonight's show initially ready to do the usual, you know, just kind of mess around you know, have a couple smokes here and there. Which we'll still definitely do. But I was watching that video. There's more to that video. That was just a quick 2 minute. I was going to have you listen to the entire thing, since it probably didn't sound too good over the speakers. But it's really interesting how the brain works. Let's say regarding motivation and, for example, you take somebody who's not very motivated, someone who procrastinates, and you try to figure out what it is going to take in order to get that person motivated. And a lot of people say you have to find that passion, you have to find something that you just absolutely love, and that will get you up off the couch or, you know, out from in front of the TV, whatever the hell it is, which I guess is what you're doing when you're sitting on the couch. But anyway, what is it? What is it going to take? And a lot of times, you see with certain people, it could be a particular incident or just a particular moment where something happens and everything snaps. Or a particular thing that was said or heard, such as that type of video, let's say, as an example. Some people, it's having a child or, you know, being in a serious relationship with somebody and you've never really achieved anything you wanted to, and that kind of just snaps everything in order. But then you have people who, let's say that happened to, where they get into a serious relationship and you think, okay, this is the person they love, whether they're married or getting married or whatever it is, but that doesn't do it. Then they have a child and you think, ooh, that's going to do it. And it still doesn't do it. The question is, what is it going to take to snap certain people into the right frame of mind to be motivated to reach their potential or even exceed it, exceed what their thought was of what their potential was? And it's very interesting, because at what point, I mean, I guess that's why sometimes you have, you know, you'll have a 40, 50, 6-year-old person who is basically unsuccessful, not just financially, emotionally, financially. And they just don't get it. You know, you have people, you have motivational speakers, and see, this is the thing, sometimes with that kind of stuff, it's very great in the initial moment. What ends up happening is, after that moment is over, those 5 minutes, you watched a video, or, you know, the hour and a half, Tony Robbins session, whatever it may be, once it's over, then what? Then that is the moment where you need to take that, what you heard or what you learned, and actually put that into action. You need to take everything that, take that knowledge, and you then need to spread it and open your mind to it, and then you can become all that which you were supposed to. Because if you don't understand the conservation of matter, you won't be able to achieve your goals. Now, sometimes if you think about it hypothetically, even the correlation of the subsidies of everything that you think about, the cerebral vortex will not understand the limited potential and the limitations from the backwards conservative thinking. So, if you put all of that into perspective, you can hypothesize that just that's not the way it's supposed to be. Some people want to come and they want to flip the script, and they want to say, before you flip it, you got to stick it. And you got to make sure at the end of the day, you know how to lick it. And when you think about something like that, which may seem totally mundane, irrelevant, but when you really break it down from point A to B to C, if you want to end up at Z, you have to make sure you can see. Everything is in front of you. Everything is behind you. But the idea is to make sure when you're in that tug of war between in front and behind, that you end up on the side that's in front of your mind. Because if you don't, that's when the shit starts to spin in the wrong direction. That's when the shit starts to hit the fan. And that's when the shit doesn't know. So, when you take all of that into consideration, it was a pretty good week. So, There's also a difference between the light and the darkness. Now, this theory was originally published to Pearl Publication by a well-known man named C. Willard Denson. Now, he had many things to say on the subject, and I'd like to quote Mr. Denson here real quick. If you see nothing, it's like you're in space. But on the night when everything was here, it was like an astral odyssey from Blackbeard Tattoo Parlor. So, in his theological capsulization of the understanding of it, is not exactly what you would originally think from the beginning. But when you take it from that point, you don't understand how that all ties everything in together. It's like if you open up your brain and you look inside of it, you'll see three things. You'll see a snake pit, you'll see Guns N' Roses, and you'll see a bowling alley. That may all seem very random and weird, but it all makes perfect sense. If you go from the bowling alley to the snake pit, you're going to miss Guns N' Roses. If you go from the snake pit to Guns N' Roses, you're going to miss the bowling alley. But if you go from Guns N' Roses to the bowling alley, then you're going to miss out on the snake pit. So what you need to do is you need to go to the snake pit, Guns N' Roses, and the bowling alley all at the same time. But that's impossible, because out of the three, you can only do two. So how are you going to be able to incorporate the third one into the other two when you can really only choose two out of the three? So this is what you're going to do. Instead of picking just two and missing out on a third, you're going to pick one. You're going to get really, really, really fucking good at that. You're going to fucking number one that shit all over. You're going to become an expert in number one. Now, the reason you're going to do that is you're building your foundation. Number one is your foundation. You can't just keep jumping around from one thing to the next. You're never going to be able to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. All you're going to do is you're going to have a little bit of everything. That's not the way to do it, because what will happen is eventually it will collapse because you haven't built a foundation. It's all scattered all over the place. It's unorganized. It's a mess. It feels good. You think it's good, but in reality, it's going to break down. So, after you master number one, the thing is, it doesn't matter which one you choose. You could choose the snake pit, you don't need the bowling alley. You could choose the bowling alley, you don't need the snake pit. You know why? Because you're an expert at Guns N' Roses. Now, don't say that I never gave you good advice. 'Cause no one else will tell you that. No one else will share that with you the way I just did. Everyone, it's all a big damn secret. But guess what? There are no secrets here. Not over here. Not on Eve of War Radio. We don't tell secrets. So moving on. Sort of. I feel like the studio just got like turned into a space shuttle, and we're all floating around. Like, my legs feel like powder. You ever go in a powder cave? That shit is totally... So, anyway, I hope everybody is chilling and enjoying. It's so good to be able to share the wisdom that I learn from other people and share with all of you to extend the knowledge beyond and through. Because knowledge is not only the question, but the answer, which is the solution. That's what you got to do. Now, if you had a choice to wear a Jason mask or a Predator mask, which one would you wear? So, and get this, the Predator mask is literally just a mask. Like, it's the same size as the Jason mask. We're not talking about the whole helmet and the fucking hair or dreads or whatever. We're talking just the face. Just a mask over your face. So, what I would pick is the Jason mask is a classic. That shit is so classic. But it's also, because it's so classic, it's almost become also very mainstream. So, everybody's going to know exactly what I'm wearing. But, the Predator mask, because it's really just the face mask, it's not the whole head and all that shit, I feel like less people are going to recognize it. So you, like, have that mysteriousness, mystique about you. People are like, who the fuck is this? And you're like, yeah, that's what I was talking about on the show. That's what I would tell them. And I would say, you know what, I'm not even going to tell you. You ask me a question, go on this episode, and you can fast forward to, what do we have, 10 minutes left. There. Fast forward to, like, 19 minutes in, about the 11-minute mark, and that's the fucking answer. That's what I fucking said. If you could be Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz, or Ghost Rider, that's an easy one. Shit. Well, I don't know. Maybe some people wouldn't like the whole selling their soul to the devil. But then again, well, the Scarecrow got a brain, at least. But he's made out of straw and shit. That sucks. I think I'd rather be Ghost Rider. I guess it turned out to be a little slightly more difficult than I thought after I first said it and thought about it. But that's all right. It's not as bad as I thought, but it's still pretty bad. Still pretty bad. Let's do another one. Ooh, I got this. Which movie would you rather be in? And by being in the movie, you would be sought after by whatever villain. Okay. So would you rather be in Halloween or Jaws? Ooh, that's a tough one. Well, I think I have an answer. I think I'd rather be in Halloween because I feel like I would have a better chance of getting away from Michael Myers than I would getting away from Jaws, especially assuming I'm actually in the water as opposed to in a boat, because then obviously I could just ooh away. So that being the case, actually in the water. And then, like, the equivalent would be being locked in a house with Michael Myers and then being in the ocean. Yeah, still Michael Myers, you know. Because you could break a window, you could try to fight him. If you're in the water and Jaws is coming after you, you're fucked. There's no fighting, there's no swimming away. Like, it's just a death sentence. You're fucked. But even Michael Myers, you can try to fight if you have to. Like I said, you can break through a window or try to, kick in the door. Again, like assuming you can't just turn the lock, just to kind of make the comparison. So you'd actually have to physically break the door down to get out. Yeah. Still Michael Myers. And let's see. Would you rather be in the zombie apocalypse of the zombies or rage, whatever there's ragers from the what's it called? World War Z? Or the zombies or ragers from 28 Days Later. Damn. Now that's a good one. That's one. I don't know, man. That's a tough one because they're both like the quick, crazy zombies. I don't know, man. That one might be a fucking toss-up because maybe World War Z, I don't know, because the one from 28 Days Later, I mean, they were quick. They were quick, man. I mean, same with the ones from World War Z. I don't know, that's a tough, I guess it's a toss-up, so. Let's just say I'd rather be in World War Z zombies. I gotcha. Okay, moving on. That was a fun little game that we made up on the spot. And thank you all for playing. It'd be great if someone could actually hit me up and tell me what they think about those two. So just to recap, would you rather wear the Friday third Jason mask or the Predator face mask? Or would you rather be in the movie Jaws in the water or in the movie Halloween locked in a house with my? So let me know what you do. And I think that's a good way to wrap it up. We'll play this song out. Thanks, Eva Moore Radio. If you're still listening live, go ahead and give me a call. I'm still here.
Yeah, that's right. This cut goes out to all y'all that's been missing us for mad years. One love, yo. Yeah, that's right.
the fall of the sun is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe. Then why is this verse coming six times rehearsed? Don't freestyle money when I write them like such. Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this shit I'm seeing? My wandering got my ass wondering where Christ is in all this crisis. Hating Satan never knew what nice is. Check the papers, well, I bet on ISIS. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year, all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, two triple O in my knees. It might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but fuck the game,
fuck
if
the
it
game.
Ain't saying nothing. Game. Was it something I said? But then you don't see, so you turn your head. Race scared of his shadow, does it matter? Sort of reparations, got him playing with the population. Nothing to lose, everything's approved. People use, even murder's excuse. White men in suits don't have to jump. Still a 1,001 ways to lose with the shoes. God takes care of old folks and fools, while the devil takes care of making all the rules. Folks don't even own themselves, paying mental rent.
Yo, we're still here. Give us a call.
Resident, be a dissident who ain't kissing it. The politics of chains and whips, got the stick missing chips and all the championships. What's love got to do with what you got? Don't let a wind get to your head or a loss.
Night of the Living Dead.
Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware.
The worry.
It might feel good, it might sound a little
sick. Army of Darkness.
Game the game, if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, behind the game. I got game.
I got
game.
We got game.
They got game.
They got
game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. But fuck the game, if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. But we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it. Something happened.
Everybody knows what's going down.